Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to do like a, it's kind of a PSA, public service announcement. It's like you call in and say what you wish people got about you. But not you, but like mankind or womankind or like, it's like, because I think we have these things where we don't understand each other.
Definitely.
And there's just assumptions being made.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would love to understand why we have to have this battle over where we're going to eat. I don't understand it. Because you're, in my estimation, women are more particular about what they put in their body than men.
Yeah.
More often than not, even me being a food snob, like
kind of. I think what it comes down to is, from what I've seen, the males in my life have been more picky with their food choices and the women less so. But the women are like, no, I don't want Italian tonight. They're picky with like
the
genre.
You won't say that. That's what drives me nuts. Mm. Hey, let's go out to dinner tonight. Great. Where do you want to go? I don't care. No, you pick. And it's like,
but you pick because you're pickier about it.
No, okay. So then this is exactly what I'm saying. Let's pretend we're dating and that whole conversation just happened.
You know, okay.
Like, where do you want to go? It's like, you pick. You tell me to pick. So I'm like, great, Cazzivella. And you're like, oh, I don't want Italian tonight. And you're like, okay, well, you just told me to pick and you said you had literally no parameters for my decision. If you had said, pick anything but Italian, I would have said anything but Cazzivella, but yeah. I didn't, because you said you pick. Now I picked. It's like, oh, okay, you're right. Oh, if you don't want that, how about La Loma? Oh, I had Mexican for lunch. Oh, seems like you have two parameters on what you can and cannot eat for dinner. And it's just admit you're more picky than us. I'll eat.
Are we still dating?
No,
I feel like
we're
I'm
not.
Being attacked.
This happens to me because I'm the picky eater and I take crap for it all the time for being the picky eater. And I'm like, okay, fine. Let's go to Culver's. Let's go to McDonald's. Let's go to any of these fast food places.
I don't want that.
And it's like, well, how am I the picky one?
Right.
Like, who doesn't want a McDonald's? Who doesn't want like just a fast food?
I don't
food?
Want McDonald's. But well, no, okay. But you're right. But the other thing about being
like, that
picky,
should be a baseline. Like, all right, well, let's just get that. We'll both be miserable.
But as the picky eater, won't you find something wherever you go?
Yes. It's
you'll modify something they have. Mm-hmm. You'll piss off the chef to the point of spitting in your food. But yeah. It's like, yeah, I'll take your pasticcio, except no sauce, just the meatball, one straight. And it's like,
I'm sure you worked really hard on that signature sauce. You got any ranch?
Yes. So for me, mine is uncomplicated. Just be honest. You want
that just
us,
be honest thing, like apply control, copy, paste,
yes, for
like
everything. Because you think you're being agreeable by saying I don't care, but you're not. You're actually making it so much harder. Just say what you want. I'll make it work.
Yep.
I can make anything work. We can go to the sour cream shop You know, I won't eat any, like I won't, but I'm going to go in there and go like, hey, do you have anything that's not sour cream? Like at all?
Yeah. If there's a place like that, we're going.
No, yes. I would never. No, I'd go. I'd figure it out.
The chef is very mad at you.
Literally the first thing I use is this sour cream. I don't know how to tell you. Do you like, what do you have?
Yeah, I think one thing for me and my wife, it's gift giving, right? So if I ask for a gift, we're on different pages. Like she's much more a thoughtful gift giver. She thinks about something I could use and she'll make something custom or whatever. Where I'm more, I think men are more like practical. It's like, well, I need X, so get me X. Like I need a leaf blower. And then you get me something that's custom made, but it's not a leaf blower. It's like, well, I asked for a leaf blower. It's like, well, right, but right. This is way more thoughtful. It's like, yeah, but I... And then I do the same thing back when she's like, well, I could use a purse. And it's like, well, here's a purse. And you're like, no, I wanted you to like think about it more. It's like, well, I'm being practical. I think there's a disconnect in gift giving, okay. Right?
Yes.
In how...
Because there's nuances and we are just different. Like we actually say exactly what we want. You guys say what you don't want. You're literally going, I want a purse. Like, he gets her a purse. It's like, that's all the thought you put into it? Why didn't you get...
Like, right. Yes.
It's like, hold up. You said you wanted a purse. Like, when I say I want a leaf blower, I don't mean get out papyrus and make me a card. I mean, and this may sound shocking, I want a leaf blower. Yeah. That's exactly what I
sent you the link.
Right? Okay, I want this leaf blower that's in the Amazon cart. Already. Yeah. Just hit one click.
Yeah, but then it's not a surprise.
Yeah, see, that's all exactly right. It.
I don't know if we've explained it well, but like, just what is the thing that you want the other people to know? 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There's one that I think the guys said about women, and I want to see if it's real.
Okay.
Playing hard to get makes you impossible to want.
Correct.
Really?
Yes.
Because I always thought you guys like wanted that chase.
You can... I learned recently that I think I like it a little bit.
Okay.
But I think really? You need to play...
But and then once you get it, you're done.
Difficult to get. But if you're hard to get,
gotcha.
Then you're going to be impossible to keep.
If you've been rejected enough, you know... Most of the time, there's not a chase. It's just time to give up. And it's so especially now in this Me Too era and stuff, it's like, I'm not, if you're saying no, then it's no.
No,
then
God,
it's no.
Yes,
it's no. Not like, no, but I meant not real. It's like, don't do that.
No, I'm done.
Don't
do
any of that.
Yeah.
Like, don't be vague.
Sorry, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry I rose up to, I feel kind of the same way about, I think women, I know. We have so many double standards in the world, but I think women, you should feel more comfortable asking men out.
Oh, I agree 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
I remember learning that in high school. It was like you should always say thank you first when you're getting asked out because it takes a lot to do that.
Because rejection sucks.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't
absolutely
be the only ones getting constantly rejected.
Yep. I agree. Yeah.
Like literally constantly rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's...
There might be some other personal things in there, but...
It could be my approach.
But I agree with the idea.
But I mean, it's like, we can share the burden of like, we're looking at each other, there's a flirtatious thing, and it's like, am I reading this wrong? Will you just please do something? Just you guys can do it sometimes.
It doesn't need to be like a hint. You can be straightforward with it, for sure.
Yes. I also think I wish, like, I've struggled trying to explain this to my wife, that sometimes I just like to shut it down, and I mean my brain. I mean just turn it off.
They don't have that to you.
Yeah, I have my guilty pleasure. It's called Fail Army. It's just all videos of people doing dumb stuff, crashing jet skis, like just the dumbest thing, and I just watch it for hours, and I've just turned it off. I'm just in. Yeah.
You turn your brain all the way off.
All the way off. Oh, yeah. I have to. And it's like, why are you watching that?
And
this is so dumb.
The first
thing
she'll ask is, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
And you're like,
nothing.
Literally. Like, when you ask your...
I'm watching the VR guy like run into the wall because he forgot it was there.
No, my nothing is like, okay, I have to go to the store and get this, and then I need to do this tomorrow, and then...
Yeah, our nothings are nothing alike.
Wow.
They're like nothing alike.
It's a light switch. It's just,
like, you go, you're paranoid because you go, what are you thinking? And we say nothing. You're like, oh God, he's breaking up with me.
Yeah.
We mean, just like we want a leaf blower, we mean we're not thinking about anything. We're not thinking about food, sex, nothing. Like, it is, well, okay, TIAC is like,
McDonald's?
I want to have some relations. Like, we're not.
Interesting.
So don't project your crap on us. Like, because you're nothing is. Yeah. Oh.
Even when I am thinking it, I'm barely thinking. Barely. Like, let alone.
It's like one synapse is going. All right. It's a public service. What don't men get that you wish they got? What don't women get that you wish they got? 303-222-5423.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't really know what it is we're doing. We just know that it's kind of a public service. We want you to get some things off your chest. I feel like we were really cathartic there for a little bit.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, this is just an open. There's no judgment. We're just trying to be honest.
Just I wish women would get blank. I wish women would realize they can ask us out too. I wish.
Yeah. I wish men would understand anything. No,
Aaron, that's not we're trying to be a little more constructive.
Sorry,
I don't know if you know what that word means. Christy.
Yay!
What do you want them to know?
I don't know. It seems kind of silly, but I was just thinking, just because I'm a stay-at-home mom does not mean I'm always home.
You're not confined or constrained to home. It's not stay at home.
Yes, exactly. It is kind of in the title.
It is in the title, but I'm not confined to
so
one space.
Are you saying your sig other thinks you should always be home?
Yeah, because, I mean, I always get like, hey, I'm going to run by real quick and grab this or drop off this or whatever, you know. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm not home, so maybe a little bit.
Sounds like you're not doing your job.
No.
Hey, I have a good
No. No, I agree.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does.
And, well, I mean, and I went through this with my ex-wife. Like, there were, and I don't know what your wife is like, T-Hack, but it's like, there were moms who were judgy of stay-at-home moms, and then there were moms, there's that thing where it's like, oh, you don't have to work? Like,
Oh, I see.
It's actually a privilege. Like, my husband and I worked it out, so I could stay home with my kids. Like, this was...
Yeah,
I'm not lazy.
Right, we've gotten it the opposite, where it's like, oh, you have to get back to work? My wife has gotten that before.
Like, you're not rich enough to stay at home.
Yeah. She's like,
really?
Have you seen my husband? Of course we're not.
That's a good one, Christy. Oh, man.
Yeah. So either way, just, hey, be nice. Be nice to each other.
Yeah, don't judge somebody.
Everyone's
for
doing
the...
what's right for them.
Yes. Good. Way to summarize.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Yay.
What do you want him to know?
Well, when you have a really long, crappy day at work where every little thing has gone wrong and you get off work, get home, and she wants to just talk and be all bubbly, which is great, but you kind of are just down. It's just been a long day, and you just need a few minutes. But she feels like he either did something wrong, said something wrong, and it's ruining the whole night. And you're just like, I just need a little bit of time. It's nothing against you, but still take that wrong. And yeah.
And it's also, there are times where, number one, you're 100% right. Like, it's not you. But also, even when I do talk, I don't want to talk about that. I already did that. And it's like, but share your life with me. It's like, I don't want to share that right now.
I don't
want
to relive that right now.
I don't want to. Exactly. I'm off now, and I don't, my boss is such a jail. Like, I don't want to do,
just let me be pouty for a little bit. Yes. Let me have my mantra.
Exactly. That's it. Yes. I just want to pout a little bit, and then the light switch will flip, and everything will be great.
Yes.
Men are very light switch oriented.
We are.
On or off.
Ready for relations? Like,
there we go.
There we go.
Did you say relations? Did you mean?
Yeah.
But it's also.
Turn your brain on, off.
They do have to understand, that to go back to stay-at-home moms, like, they haven't had a conversation all day with anything over the age of whatever. And
sure.
So
they're.
Like, ready. I remember just walking into a fire hose of conversation. Like, you open the door and it's like. And you're like. Blah, 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 and you're like.
Yeah, finally, no more wiggle song.
Just talk to me about anything and open Chardonnay fast. Constantina.
Yes.
What do you want to tell him that is wrong?
Well, first off, I got to say the gift thing was money. That had me rolling on the floor. and the food was also right on. The other one that about the nothing thing is totally in La La Land, minding my own business. Literally thinking of nothing. And, of course, especially the husband, what's wrong? Nothing. Well, what's wrong? Nothing. A few minutes later. Is that been okay? Yes, I'm just chilling. Nothing's going on.
You're saying you do that? You have nothing wrong?
Well, I'm a woman. I got a lot of things wrong.
No, but I mean.
Loaded question.
You want to chill too. Like
yes. Like you said, there's no sex, no nothing on my mind. I'm just a zombie, like half the world these days, just going about my business, trying to. And then it's what's wrong? Nothing. Well, I don't know, 20 minutes, an hour later, after the 15th time, acting like a woman, repeating herself over and over, then I'm really pissed off. Then I'm like, okay, now what's wrong is you.
That is absolutely a real thing. It's like, I said nothing's wrong, and if you ask two more times, there is definitely something wrong.
Yeah. I'm very guilty of this.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, nothing. And then later it's like, you know, I knew it.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.